We begin the current daf in Sechtes Kedushin, daf Lamed Gimel. We begin on the second line down for the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion, specifically the Braisa from the previous daf. And that is, we had been discussing because of the topic of our Mishnah on daf Chavtes regarding the obligations that a son has to his father, which we said men and women are both obligated in mitzvahs of Kibud Avayim and of Yiras Avayim. And that the Gemara segued because it was discussing regarding if the father has the ability to be meichel on his kavod, to be forgiving on his honor. Then they spoke about regarding if a rav, if a nasi, if a melech, if they're able to be meichel on their kavod. So that segued into the discussion regarding the halachas of kibud and of hider and of kima regarding a zakin, an elderly person. So we had a three machlikis regarding how to interpret the pasuk mipnei seba takim v'adarta pnei zakin, the obligation of dishonoring, distinguishing an elderly person, whether it's any elderly person or specifically a talmid chacham, or it has to be both a chacham and an elderly person in one to require the halacha of that pasuk. But one thing is, as the Gemara had brought from the Braisa, a few different interpretations from the proximity in that pasuk of the words takim, where it says mipnei seba takim, and from v'hadarta pnei zakin, where it compared the halachas of getting up to the halachas of hider, of showing some type of an honor, a distinguishment to a person. So on that, the Gemara quotes in the Braisa. Amamar, the master had said in the Braisa, Yachol yahadrena b'mamin. You would think, when it says v'hadarta pnei zakin, that a zakin, whether that means a zeshakana chachma, it means someone that has wisdom, even though he's young, or means an elderly person has wisdom. But there, it requires some type of a heder, showing him some type of an honor. So you would think that you actually have to honor him with money. As Rashi brings from a pasuk in Vayikra Yotes, le'sehadar p'nei gadol, or where it says, v'dal le'sehadar b'riva in Shmoyes Chav Gimel, where those are in monetary areas, where it's regarding a court case that you shouldn't award him money. So you see that the word sehadar is in reference to money. So you would think when it says v'adarta pnei zakin, it's a monetary requirement. Tamalema, that's what the pasuk teaches you by having the proximity of the word takum and v'hadarta to compare those two halachas, which is makima, just like the obligation of getting up for an elderly person. She'im b'chasar and kiss, there's no loss of money. You just have to stand up. No expenses to that. So af hider she'im b'chasar and kiss. So too, the obligation of being mahada the pnei zakin, it's not a halacha that's requiring you to lose any money. You have to show some deference, some type of honor to the elderly person, but not something that would require an expense. Now the Gemara asks on that interpretation of the Braisa. The kima les b'chasar and kiss. You're saying, how do you know that hider doesn't require money? Because a comparison to standing up, where that's not a loss of money. That the Gemara says, is that really so? That getting up doesn't mean you're losing money? Mi lo yaskinon. Isn't it possible that the pasuk would be including when it says whoever it is has to stand up for the elderly person, the konokiv marganisa, that the person that has to stand up for this elderly person is someone that would make the holes in the pearls so that they could string it, which is a very delicate and a costly profession. Now, if you're going to require him to get up, adahachi vahachi koin mikame, so in the meantime, when the elderly person's walking by, he's going to have to get up for him, and then he's going to have to stand idle and not do his work. And that's chasar and kiss, because every moment is a very precious profession. If those few seconds, minutes, you're losing out on work, that is chasar and kiss. So how can you say you know that hider doesn't require money because getting up, what type of expense is getting up? Yes, getting up, time is money. That could be an expense that the person is losing. So how do you know that there's no requirement of money by hider? So El Rav the Gemara illustrates as follows how we know this halacha. Because actually there's one step before this. Akish kima lehider. First, you compare getting up to the requirement of hider, which is ma hider she'im bo bitl, just like regarding the obligation of showing some type of honor. There's no lack of work over there. In other words, because the term hider only says that you have to show some respect, and it could be regarding, let's say, hider would require with money, or even showing some respect verbally, but you don't see any reason why the person would have to stop working. Meaning you could, even if you're doing whatever type of respect you're showing when you're being mahadirim, whether it be with money or words, but you don't see anywhere that you would have to stop working. So that's where we know afkima she'im b'bitl. So that's how we know that comparing getting up to the hider, that getting up also doesn't require you to stop working. Oh, v'akish nami hidr l'kima. So now we go back and we compare showing respect to getting up, which is Makimish Imachisaran Kiz. Now that's how we know that getting up doesn't require any loss of money, because we just explained from knowing Kima from Hidur that just like Hidur doesn't require you to stop working, so too does the halacha of Kima not require you to stop working. And since it doesn't require you to stop working, so then there can't be any other Chisaran Kiz. Because the only question the Gemara had, what do you mean? There could be a loss of money by getting up if you have to stop working. But we just showed you that you don't have to stop working, even regardless of halachas of getting up. So therefore, so what would be the case of loss of money? There is no case. Afhidr she'im b'chisaran kis. So too, now that we know, that so too, regarding showing respect, it doesn't require any loss of money. So therefore, Rashi says, what you have to say is, why did the Pasuk say this term of v'hadarta p'nei zaken? It would only to expound, as we said, either to exclude if getting up if the sage is very far away, he's not within your Dalet Amos, or as the Gemara will shortly expound upon, if it's in the bathhouse where there's no respect, has to be a kima sheyesh b'hidur, has to be getting up that shows some type of respect. That's only if it's in a respectable place, not where everyone's undressed, and also has to be within one's Dalet Amos. So again, so there's these three steps. First, we compare kima to hidur, just like hidur doesn't require you to stop working to show some hidur, so too kima doesn't require you to stop working. Now, if you're not stopping to work, so then there is never a case of loss of money by getting up, because the only loss of money would be stopping to work if, let's say, you're stringing those pearls. So since now we know that Kima has no loss of money, then we compare that back to Hidr, that there's not going to be any requirement of loss of money. Now, says the Gemara, Mekan Amar, from here they said, Ein Bali Umnius, people that are working in the profession, are not Rishoyin Lamed B'mnei Tamid HaChacham. They're not allowed to get up in front of Talmudic scholars when they walk by B'shosho Iskin B'malachtam, at a time when they're busy in their work. So Taisus says one of two interpretations. Either it's because they're working for others, and since there's no obligation to have a loss of money, so therefore you're not allowed to, because since there's no obligation to get up, you're not allowed to cause a loss for your employer. Or he says you could interpret as if you find elsewhere that the term Rishoyim actually means obligated, meaning that you're not obligated to stand up for Talmid Chacham when you're busy with your work, because it's going to cause a loss of money. And as we explained, both regarding Kima and Hidur, there's not a requirement of losing money when you're showing respect for the elderly person. Now, on this halacha, the Gemara says, V'loi, is that not so? But now we learn the Mishnah Masechet is Bikurim, and that Mishnah is discussing regarding somebody that's bringing Bikurim up to Yerushalayim. So when they're walking by in the streets of Yerushalayim on their way up to the Beis HaMikdash, says the Mishnah, Kol bali umnius imdimipneim. All the professionals, all the people that were working, busy with their crafts, would get up in front of these people who were carrying their first fruits. Vishalim bishleimam, they would ask them how they're doing. Vaimlam, and they would tell them, Achenu, our brothers, anshimal complaining men from whatever place they would be coming from, Bayacham l'shalom, come in peace. So you see that the bali umnius, the people that were working, would have to get up. So you see that there is a requirement, even though that they're working, to have to get up and show respect. So Amar Rabbi Yechanan says, you're right. Mipneim imdim. In front of them, those who are bringing the Bikurim, they had to stand up. But in front of Talmudic scholars, they don't get up, as we brought from the Pasuk, that we compare Hidr to Kima, and Kima to Hidr, that doesn't require a loss of money. Which, if you're going to get up in the middle of working, it's going to stop you from working. Now, Amar Yisba Oven, he says, comments on this halacha of Rabbi Yechanan, he says, come and see, Kamachaviva mitzvah b'shaita, how endearing is a mitzvah in the moment when it's being fulfilled. Shaharei mipneim oimdim, because when they're bringing the bikurim, that's an act of performing the mitzvah of bikurim. So people have to get up and stand up for those people who are carrying the bikurim. And as those who interpret that by Vayivarch David, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky has such an interpretation that it's because the people give tzedakah at that time that we actually stand up because of mitzvah b'shaita. But in front of Talmud scholars, you actually don't have to get up. So you see that even though Talmud Chacham, there's always an obligation to get up, but when you're middle of working, not. But when there's a mitzvah in the middle of being performed, you have to get up, and therefore by the Bikurim, you have to get up for them. Now the Gemara says, it's not a proof. The Dilma Shani Hasa, maybe there it's different. Maybe it's not because of mitzvah b'shaita. Maybe just because of a mitzvah, you wouldn't have to get up for someone that's in the middle of performing a mitzvah. But there by Bikurim, the reason why they had to get up and start talking to them and engage them was because Dimkain, because if they're not going to get up, then you're going to end up causing a stumbling block. You're going to make them not fulfill the mitzvah in the future because they're not going to come anymore. They're going to say, I came to Yerushalayim, no one paid attention to me, they just ignored me. So you could say that it's not because of the endearing that the mitzvah is being done, and therefore actually says Rashi that, let's say, according to this interpretation, if there's a respectable person that's in the city and he's involved in the mitzvah, and you know that he's not going to get turned off because people are not paying attention to him, then actually you wouldn't have to get up in front of him. It's only for those people where they're coming from out of town and no one knows them and no one's paying attention to them. That's why they had to get up and show them some respect, just so that they should come again and again. But could be, as the Gemara is rejecting the proof, that if it's just a mitzvah b'shaita, you wouldn't have to stand up for such a person. But one thing is that the question is not difficult. Regarding a Talmud Chacham, you don't have to get up in the middle of working, in contrast to those people, at least, that are bringing Bikurim, either because of mitzvah b'shaita or because Emkei Machshid L'Nos Alavik. So I'm a Mar. Again, the Gemara goes back to the Braisa from the previous daf. The time that the Braisa said, Yochel Yaman Mipanov Mibes HaKise Umibes HaMechas. You would think you would get up in front of a Zakin, in front of him when it's in the lavatory or in the bathhouse. So that's, again, we compared the word Kima and Hider, which has to be a getting up that shows some type of respect. When everyone's not dressed, that's not a respectful type of getting up. Now, in this halacha, the Gemara says, Veloy, but is that really so that, as you're teaching in the Braisa, that there's no requirement of standing up in front of an elderly person or a Talmud Chacham, in front of a Rebbe in the bathhouse? But Reb Chiya Habu Yosef Be'maschus, Reb Chiya was sitting in the bathhouse. V'cholav V'ozel Reb Shimon Be'Rebbe, Reb Shimon, the son of Rebbe, passed by. And Reb Chiya didn't stand up in front of him. V'ikpid, and Reb Shimon Be'Rebbe took umbrage to this. He was upset about this. V'asa Amalei Lavua came and he told his father, Shnei Chumashim, 2/5 of the Sefer, Shanisi Le B'Sefer Tehillim, I taught him in the homiletic interpretations of the Sefer Tehillim. I'm his teacher, I taught him all these things, and he didn't get up in front of me. V'su moreover, Bakapara, Vamrilan, some say it was actually B'Shmuel Be'Reb Yesi, Havyosu B'Maschus, so he was sitting in the bathhouse. Alvi also Reb Shimon Be'Reb, and again Reb Shimon Be'Reb passed by. V'lekame Kamein, he didn't get up in front of him. V'ikpid, and he took offense to that. V'asa Amalei Lavua, and Reb Shimon Be'Reb came and told his father, Rebbe, Shnei Shalishei Shlish, 2/3 of a third of a Sefer, which is 2/9, Shanisiloi Bataris Kayanim. I taught him in Sefer of a Yikra, meaning I taught him the Braisa that gives the drushes of the Psukim in Sefer of a Yikra. Veloyaman Mipanai, and he didn't get up in front of me. Now Vamaloi, so his father Rebbe told to his son Reb Shimon, Shema Behen Yeshimahara. Maybe he was actually distracted, he was perturbed, and he didn't realize you passed by because maybe in actually what you taught him of Taris Kayanim, maybe he was sitting and thinking about that learning, and therefore he didn't notice you. Now, says the Gemara, time in the Behen Yeshiv Mahar, it sounds like that Rebbe was trying to appease his son and say, okay, maybe the reason why he didn't stand up for you was because he was sitting and thinking and learning what you had taught him, actually, and that's why he didn't get up. Halav hachi loy, but it sounds like, but if not, then it wouldn't be a good enough excuse. And that even though it's in the bathhouse, that actually they should have stood up for his son, Reb Shimon Be'Rebbe. But that contradicts the halacha of the Braisa that we said that in the Beis HaMerchatz, there's no obligation to stand up. So the Gemara says, Loikash is not a difficulty. Ha, this that we said that there's no obligation to stand up, is Bebate Gavoy. There's a few different chambers, a few different phases when there is in the bathhouse. There's the outer room where everyone's dressed. There's the inner room where some are dressed, some are not. And then there's the inner, which is no one's dressed. So in the inner room, that's what the Braisa was talking about, where everyone's undressed. That's not a getting up that's going to be respectful for a person in that situation. That's where the Braisa said there's no obligation. Ha, but the stories with Reb Shimon Be'Rebbe were bebate beroy, where in the outer rooms, in the place where people are dressed, where that's a place where it shows respect, getting up, even though it's a bathhouse. And that's why he took offense. So the Gemara says, Hachanam Mistabra. Actually, it's logical to say like this answer that we just gave, that by Reb Shimon Be'Rebbe was in the outer rooms, from the fact that his father said to him, oh, maybe he didn't notice that you passed by because he was sitting and thinking about what you had actually taught him. Now, why? Because the Amar Rabbi Babachana Amar Rabbi Yechan, and he says, B'chol Makom Mutalahar, and wherever you are, you're allowed to be thinking words of Torah. Chutz Mibesa, Merchatz Mibesa Kisei, except in the bathhouse and the bathroom, it's inappropriate to think in words of learning. So therefore, it must have been, if his father was telling him that maybe he was sitting and learning, it must have been the outer rooms, and that's why there was the obligation for him to have had to stand up. Because it wasn't, but the Gavoy, because if it was, he wouldn't have been thinking and learning. Another Gemara says, no, not a Raya, Dimala Ainsei Shani. maybe when it's a person that's unwillingly thinking and learning, maybe that's different. In other words, sometimes it could happen that a Talmudic scholar or any person is involved and is engaged in what he had learned before he went into the bathhouse. Now, therefore, it's just on his mind and on his lips, and he's thinking about it, even in the Beis HaMerechatz, and that's why it could have been that he was thinking and learning, even though he's in the inner bathhouse. Although you're not supposed to, when it's a situation of einus, that's something that's different, and if there's no raya, it could have been in the inner room, and it's not a proof because he was sitting and thinking and learning. But the Gemara still gave that answer to resolve the contradiction by saying that when is it not obligated in the inner rooms, because people are undressed, it's not hider, that type of standing up, whereas by Reb Shimon Rebbe was in the outer rooms. Mark continues explaining the Braisa. So the Braisa said, Yachol yatzim einav kimish le'ra'ohu. So you would think, said the time of the Braisa, that the person could close his eyes as if he didn't see the Talmudic scholar or the elderly person to have to stand up. So again, that's what we brought from the smicha, that it's in proximity in that same pasuk to the word v'yareisa, that you should fear God. God knows what's going on in your heart. He knows that you saw, and although you were closing your eyes, as if you didn't see, you have the obligation to stand up. Now, that the Gemara asks, Atu birshiyaskinan? What, we're dealing with wicked people? What does that mean? Why would I need a pasuk to show that the word kima is near the word v'yareisa? What do you mean? If he saw and he closed his eyes, obviously he's violating the halacha of takam and vadarta. Why do I need the pasuk to tell you that? As if it's addressing a legitimate concern. It's not. You're just someone that's a sinner because you're closing your eyes as if you didn't see, but you did see. So Ella rather explains the Gemara. What the Braisa was saying is, Yachol miyatzim einav mikmei delimtiz man chiyuva. The Braisa is addressing a case that, and the pasuk has to come to address this, you would think that you could close your eyes before the time of the obligation happened to have to stand up for the elderly person. Meaning, as the Gemara will explain in Amud Beis, it's before he came within your 4 cubic amas. Now, the chimat is man chayuva. Now, that would happen was, if you see him from a distance, before he comes in with your dalar amas, and you close your eyes, so when the time of the obligation comes, you didn't see him that you should have to stand up because your eyes are closed. And you would think that would be legitimate, because the obligation is that when you see him, you have to stand up, but you don't see him because your eyes are closed. That's what the pasuk is teaching, that regarding getting up, that you should fear God. You should fear your Creator who knows your thoughts. And he realizes that all you're trying to do is a ploy to exempt yourself from his commandments, because he wants you to show respect to this elderly person. And although it might be technically legitimate, the pasuk is telling you it's not legitimate. And that is, although at the time that when you come into Dalai Lama, you don't see him, but you know he's on his way there, and therefore, by closing your eyes beforehand, that violates this halacha of takum and v'yareisim. Now, as the Gemara clarifies, Tanu le'na b'raisa, izuhu kima sheyesh b'hider, what type of a standing up shows respect and deference to this elderly person that shows that you're getting up because of him? That is for amos. And again, that's this halacha that we're saying, that even though he's not in dalar amos, don't close your eyes to avoid, when he does come in dalar amos, to not have to stand up for him. Now, Amar Abaye, however, Abaye qualifies that this halacha of dalar amos, lo yamaran ela b'rabbi she'ena muvik. We only said this regarding one's teacher that's not his steady teacher. So regarding him, it only starts within dalar amos. Avu b'rabbi hamuvik b'lay enav. He says, but if it's your steady teacher, then you have to get up for him, even if it's just within your eyesight. No matter how far, if you can see him, you already have to get up. As the Gemara tells us, Abaye, when he would see just the ear of the donkey of Rav Yosef coming, have a coming ready, would get up. Just seeing the beginning of the edges of the donkey that was carrying his teacher. Another story related to this halacha is Abaye have a ruch of chamra. Abaye was riding on the donkey. Kamaski agudud in the Har Sagya, and he was riding on the banks of the river Sagya, and Yosef Rav Misharshe Rabban Beidach Gis Rav Misharshe and the other rabbis were on the other side, meaning the river interposed between them. But they come and become, and they didn't get up in front of Abaye, who was riding on the donkey on the other side of the river. So Amaluhu, so Abaye said to them, "Valav Rav Muvikano, am I not your steady, your permanent teacher? So although you're more than Dalai Lama's away from me, but we know the halacha is malay endiv, you should still have to get up for me." So Amrulay, they said to him, "Lava daitin," that we didn't recall to stand up because we were busy in our learning. So although maybe we might have seen, but we didn't recall that we have to get up, and therefore we didn't do it. But of course, the halacha is you have to get up for your teacher, meloyenov, as far as the eye can see. The Braisa then said, Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer says, "Minayin lezaken shelo yatriach." How do we know that an elderly person who people have to get up for him should try not to make people have to exert themselves for him? Tamalem mezaken v'yareisa. That's what the pasuk teaches when it says v'darta pnei zaken. But then that word zaken is right by v'yareisa melekecha. Nei Hashem, you should fear your God. I am Hashem. That even the elderly person should have yiras Hashem, which is that he should also try not to make people have to get up for him. Am Abaya. Abaya says, "Naktina, we have a tradition." The imakif, that if the elderly person does go in a circuitous route where he goes a different way, that people would not have to get up for him, that chaye, that caused him to live a long life. And the Gemara tells Abaya makif, he would go around, Reb Zera makif, he would go around, again, not to make people have to get up for him. Now, Ravina, Haviyasav kamei Reb Yirmiyah from Difti. Once happened, Ravina was sitting in front of Reb Yirmiyah from Difti. Chalav ahu gavar kamei, and there was a certain person that passed by, and he didn't cover his head, which is always a sign of submission, of respect. So Amar, Saravina said, how audacious is this person that he passes by Talmudic scholars and he doesn't put on the yarmulke to show respect? So Amalei, so he said to him, don't get upset at him. Maybe some Masa Machasya, the Gisu Barabanan, where they're accustomed to there's always Talmudic Chacham there. And they're very familiar with the sages, and as if they're one with them and part of them, and that's why they're not. It's not such a deference that they show to Talmid Chacham, because they're so accustomed to them. Now, the last opinion mentioned in the Braisa was Isa ben Yehuda Omer. He disagreed with the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Saglili. He said, "Mipnei Seva Talkum," when the pasuk starts off, that from an elderly person you have to get up. Vafilu Kol Seva B'Mashma. He says, any old person, even what's called a Zoken Hashmoi, even a negligent, a sinner type of an older person, you still have to get up for them. Not like Rabbi Yisrael and Tanakam, well, there has to be a Talmud Chacham. Now, Amar B'Yechanan, Halacha Ki Yis Ben Yehuda. He says the Halacha is like Yis Ben Yehuda, any elderly person you have to get up for, even if he's not a Talmudic sage. As the Gemara brings that Rabbi Yechanan, have a koi mekameh sabi d'armoi. He would even stand up in front of the non-Jewish Armenian elders. Because Amar, he said, Kama harfakke odu alai dahani. How much life experiences and tribulations happen with these elderly people, and how many miracles and wonders they must have seen in their lifetime, that itself is something that requires me showing them the respect to get up for them. Now, Rava Mekim Lekoi, Rava would not get up, but Hidur Avadu, he would show some sign of respect, he would like show that he wants to get up. Abaya Yov Yodi Lesabi. Abaya would stretch out his hand to the elderly people that as long as they're passing by him, that they could lean on him. Rava Meshadu Shluchi. Rava would not stretch out his hand himself, but he would send his agents, his messengers, to stretch out their hands to support the elderly people. Now, Rav Nachman Meshadu Geizoi. Rav Nachman would send out his officers, who were always in front of him, because he was a leading figure of the Nasi's household, and he was the Avbez, and he was head of the Jewish courts. So he would always have officers in front of him who would act as agents to force people to follow the rulings of the courts. Now, when the elderly people would pass by him, so he would send one of his officers to support them with their hands, but he himself wouldn't go. And the reason why he wouldn't go is not to show any disgrace to his Torah, because Amar, he would say, Ilav Torah, if not for the Torah, Kama Nachman Bar Abba Ika Beshuka. How many Nachman Bar Abbas there would be in the marketplace? And therefore, it's not like I'm not doing it, says Rav Nachman, because of my own chashivas, but it's because of the Torah that I contain, which that's something that has to be held to a higher standard. And that's why I don't go ahead in helping people, but he definitely would send his officers to help the elderly people walking by. Amar Ivoy, Amar Yanai, as we continue to Tamad, he says, In Tamachachim Rishoy Lamet Memnei Rabbi, it's forbidden for a Talmudic scholar to stand up in front of his teacher, Ela Shachris Va'arvis, only in the morning and at nighttime. Why? That he shouldn't be showing more honor to his teacher than he shows to Hashem. Because his creator, he only receives in the morning and at night. As we say, Krishma in the morning and at night. And therefore, someone that stood up for his teacher in the morning is not permitted to stand up in front of his teacher only again at nighttime. But more than that, would be showing more respect and more deference to his teacher than Hashem, which is inappropriate. Now, on that, the Gemara has from the following braisa. Shimon Elazar Omer, as we quoted before, Minayin Lazakat Shliya Triach, how do we know that an elderly person should not make people exert themselves to stand up for him? Tamalay Mezakan Beyeresa. So he said that because it has the smicha subsukum of elderly to Yeresa that he should have Yeres Hashem, he shouldn't make people stand up for him. Now, that's the Gemara as V'iyam Rechach is Barabbas Balvad. Now, if it's true like the halacha that we just said, that the obligation of standing up for a teacher is only in the morning and at night, Samaylay Nitrach. So then why shouldn't the teacher walk where there's people there? What type of exertion is there? It's very normative practice, chiyubahu. It's actually an obligation for the people to stand up in the morning and the evening. It's only once a day and once at night. Elalav kula yema. So rather, infers the Gemara, it would sound like from Reb Shimon Elazar, the reason why he should not be walking with a lot of people is because every single time he walks by, they have to stand up. And then he walks in, he goes out, he walks in, he walks out. Everyone's going to get up, get down, get up, get down. That's inappropriate. But if it's just once a day, why would we say that the Talmudic scholar can't walk in with his people? So the Gemara says, like, no, it could be like we said. It's not all day. La'olam shachas v'az b'vad. The truth is like the halacha that we just said. It's only once in the morning, once at night. And still, that's what the pasuk is saying. Zokam v'yereisa. If it's possible, even that one time, not to make people exert themselves, that's what the pasuk is saying, to avoid it and go, be makiv, and go around a different way. Amr Abul Lazar, he says, so though in the previous halacha we gave a limitation, it shouldn't be more than once in the morning, once at night, but he says any Talmud Chacham that does not get up for his teacher, Nikra Rasha, he's called a wicked person, he doesn't live a long life, and he forgets his learning. Like it says a pasuk in Keheles, it says v'toiv and good, where toiv, good is always a reference to Torah, like the pasuk says, ki lekech toiv nastati lechem. Torah is called a good acquisition, that good, lo yila rasha, will not be for a wicked person. So we see, obviously, that he's going to be forgetting his learning, because he can't hold on to Torah. And v'lo yarech yomim ketzel, and he will not have long days, just like a shadow doesn't last long, like the shade. Now, what's the reason, says the pasuk? Because asher inenu yorei milfnei elokim, because he doesn't have any fear in front of God. Now, says the Gemara, Marizu any de mahu. I wouldn't know what type of fear is this talking about. Keshoema, but when it says in the Pasuk regarding Mipnei Seva talking about that Pnei Zakin, it says V'yireisim lekecha. After that it says that you should fear God. Sahari Marizu Kima. So obviously we see from that Pasuk, what does it mean to fear God? It means to stand up in front of your teacher. So if you're not, that's the reason why A, you're gonna be called a Rasha. Moreover, you're gonna forget your learning because you're not gonna have Taiv, and you're not gonna be Yarech Yamim Katzel. That's what we see from this Pasuk, all these punishments. Now, that the Gemara asks, V'eimim ayros ribis. How do you know when it says in the Pasuk, the reason why you have all these three punishments is because asher yunenu yorei elokim, there are other psukim that talk about fearing Hashem, like by ribis. Taking interest on a loan, it says, Altikich me'ita, and it says, V'yereisa. There it talks about fearing God. So maybe it's reference to someone that takes ribis that will have all these three things. Or mayros mishkalis. Or actually, it could be referring to like a Pasuk in Dvarim Chafei, where it talks about the obligation of having appropriate weights. And it says that regarding that pasuk that you should fear God. So maybe it's talking about weights. How do you know it's talking about the Yiras Hashem of standing up for your Rebbe? Says the Gemara, Rebbe Lazar Pnei Pnei Gomer. Rebbe Lazar was saying this teaching actually was learning out of Gzeres Shava. Where here it says Milifnei Ho'elikim in this pasuk, and it says Miyikir Yotes Mipnei Seva Tokim. So it says by both them Pnei in front of. That's where he learns out that it's that Yiras of standing, that Yiresim Alekecha, of getting up for your teacher, where that's what the pasuk is referring to over here, and that's how you know that all these three punishments will happen for someone that doesn't stand up for his Rebbe. Now the Gemara has a few different questions regarding certain specifics of this halacha of getting up for your teacher, and also related to our discussion of Kibra Ve'im. Ibayulu, they have the following question. B'nai b'hu rabbi, his son, that's his teacher. In other words, the son is the Rebbe of the father. What's the halacha? Does the son have to stand up for his father? Because on the other hand, he's his father's Rebbe. So the Gemara says, Tashem, I come in here. Damali Shmuel Rabbi Huda. Shmuel has said to Rabbi Huda, Shinin, a sharp one, Kum mikmei avach, get up in front of your father. Now, that's in spite of the fact that Rabbi Huda was the Rebbe of his father, Rabbi Cheskel. As the Gemara had said in the previous daf, where the son was telling his father, no, Tati, don't learn like that, because he was his father's Rebbe. So you see that even though he was his father's Rebbe, that there is an obligation for him to stand up for his father. So now the Gemara says, no raya. Could be if a son is a father's Rebbe, that he actually normally would not stand up for his father. Shani Rabbi Cheskel Debal Maisim Hava, but Rabbi Cheskel, who was his father, that was his student, was different because he was someone of great deeds. Because Afila Mar Shmuel Namikoy Mekame, because even Shmuel, who was a great person, he would also stand up for Rabbi Yehuda's father, Rabbi Cheskel. So there was no proof. That's why he also got up for his father. Now the Gemara asks, Elamai Kamalei. But then what was Shmuel telling Rabbi Yehuda? In other words, why do you have to warn him, get up for your father? If not, that he obviously wanted to teach him somewhat of a halacha to say that even though that you're your father's Rebbe, still you would have to get up for him. Isn't that what he's coming to teach him? But the way you're describing it now, he's not telling him that because he's saying that you would have to get up for him because anyone would have to get up for him. Even Shmuel would get up for him. So what's he teaching specifically to his son, Rabbi Yehuda? So the Gemara says, this is what Shmuel was telling to Rabbi Yehuda. Zimnen da'asim acharei. Sometimes it happens when I'm teaching you that your father would walk behind me. Kum at mikamei, what Shmuel was telling Rabbi Yehuda, you should get up in front of him. Don't be concerned for my honor, because getting up in the middle when I'm teaching you because your father's passing by might show some disrespect to me. And that's what he's saying, don't worry, you could get up for him. But that's not a chiddush in standing up for Rabbi Cheskel in the first place, because even Shmuel would get up for him. So it doesn't resolve the question that we had regarding a regular father that's not a Baal Ma'isim, and his son is actually his Rebbe. It's not clear if the son would have to get up for his father or not. Ibailu did the following question. Again, B'noi Buhu Rabbi, regarding if the son is the father's Rebbe, but now the question is in the reverse. The previous question was, does the son have to stand up for the father, which we didn't answer. But now, Shiyamet Ovim Ipanav, what's the halacha? Does the father have to stand up for his son? Because the son is his teacher, and we know you have to stand up for your Rebbe. So the Gemara says, Toshma, come in here. The Amri B'Shum and Levi. B'Shum and Levi said, Ani, Eini Kedai Lamed B'Nei B'Ni. Really, it's not fitting for me to stand up for my son. Now, the Gemara's assumption originally is that he's saying that, look, I am my son's Rebbe. So therefore, it's not appropriate for me to have to stand up for him. Ela M'Shum Kavod Beis Nasi, but it's only because of the honor of the Nasi, of the leader of the Jewish people's household, because my son married into that family, he's a son-in-law. So therefore, that's why I stand up for my son. But really, I wouldn't stand up. Now, the Gemara makes the inference from the fact that he says it's really not, I really would not get up for my son. It sounds like, because taima da'ano rabbe. The reason is because I am my son's teacher. And that's why I really wouldn't get up for him, unless because he's from the Nasi's household. But ha'ihu rabbi, but the inference sounds like, but if his son was his teacher, kayim nemikame, then I would get up in front of him. So seemingly you have the answer that if the son is the father's rebbe, that the father has to stand up for the son. Another Gemara says, no raya. Hachikama. What Bishum and Levi was saying was that when he says that eini kedai, really it's not appropriate for me to stand up for my son, was not because I'm greater than him in learning, that I'm his Rebbe. Just purely for the fact that I'm his father. It's not appropriate for a father to have to stand up for his son. What he was saying was, ani eini kedai lamet b'mnei b'ni. It's not appropriate for me to get up for my son just because he's my son. Vafiluhu rabbi, and even if he would be my teacher, tahanu avua, because I'm the father. It's only because he married into the Nasi's household, that the Nasi's household, you have to show that respect. That's why I stand up for him, but not because any other reason, because just by the virtue that I'm his father, it's not appropriate for me to get up for him. So again, the Gemara doesn't resolve this question either. It wouldn't be clear if he's saying because he's his father or because he's his Rebbe. Gemara continues with another question. Ibailu had the following question. Rachuv, when someone is riding on an animal in a chariot, where his let's say his teacher is riding on an animal, on a donkey. Kimahalach dami? Is it like his teacher is walking, is like he's moving, and therefore we know when the teacher is walking, then you have to stand up for him? Ailoi. Or is he not like he's moving because he's actually not mobile? In other words, he himself is sitting, and we go based on him. And since he's sitting, so he's in one place, he's stationary, although the ground underneath him is going because the animal's walking. But he's staying, and therefore you wouldn't have to get up. What's the halacha? So Abaya says, Tashima. Let's bring a raya from the following brisa. Now, this brisa learns out the following halacha from Psukim, that a mitzaira, someone that has a nega on his body, does not transmit tumah to a pure person that enters with him into the same oil, where generally there's halacha of tumas oil, where if someone's in the same canopy or area that's covered as the mitzaira, that tahar person becomes tummy. So on that, the Braisa says, that's only if the Mitzrayim was sitting. Where that's actually where the opening of the Braisa says, it says in the Pasuk, Mechutz L'machne Meshabar, that the Mitzrayim's dwelling place should be outside of the camp. Now, the terminology that uses Meishavai, which sounds like, yeah, Meishavai, when he's sitting, then he transmits Tumah to someone that's in his same area. Now, from that says the Brayis of the following halacha. Tumah Yoishiv Tachas Ilan. If a Tumah person was sitting underneath a tree, again, where the tree has a canopy where the branches are hanging over, and V'tahar Oimid, now there's a pure person under the same branches as the Mitzayra, so even if that Tahar person is standing, Tumah is going to become Tumah, because he's under the same oil as the Mitzayra who's sitting, and we said that there's Tumah's oil when the Mitzayra is sitting. But if Tumah Oimid Tachas Ilan, says the Brayis, let's say the Tumah person is standing underneath the tree, and even if a Tahar Yoishiv, even if the pure person is sitting, Tahar is going to be pure, because again, the relevance of the pure person sitting doesn't make a difference. It's regarding the sitting of the Tummy person. If the Mitzvah is sitting, then he'll transmit Tumas oil. But if not, not Vim Yashav HaTummy. Now, if let's say he was standing, but then the Tummy person sits down, then HaTar Tummy, then the Tar person will become Tummy. Again, because since he's sitting, then the Tummy person will transmit Tumas oil. Says the Braisa, V'chein be'evan hamanu gas. Same thing applies to a rock that has a nega on it, where if a person is carrying it and he's underneath a tree, and there's a tar person who's also sitting underneath the tree, so the tar person does not become tummy until the one who's carrying the rock sits down. Now, if the one who's carrying the rock sits down, then the tar person becomes tummy, even if the tar person's standing, again, because it's the same halacha. The mitzayra, who he himself in his body has the nega, or the guy who's carrying the rock, which has the nega, if he's sitting down, so then it's going to be considered as if the rock is sitting down, and then the Tahar person is going to become Tameh. Now, V'amr of Nachum HaKoyin, Nachum HaKoyin said, based on this Braisa, that Zeis Emeris, what you could infer from this Braisa, from the fact that it compares the halacha of the Mitzayra to the Evan Hamanugas, to the rock that has the Nega in it, that Rochiv Kemahalach Tameh, that you could infer that when someone is riding on an animal, that although he's sitting, it's like he is moving himself. In other words, we don't base it on the person himself, rather, we base it on the animal that's carrying him. Now, the proof is because over here, we're obviously not going on the nega based on the rock itself. Rather, we're basing it on the person who's carrying the rock. Because if we'd be basing it on the rock itself, then even if the one who's carrying the rock would not be sitting, still the tar person would become tummy. Because the rock is always sitting, whether it's in the person who's carrying it in his bosom or on the shoulder of the one that's carrying it, it doesn't make a difference. A rock is stationary. A rock is a rock. It just stays where it is. So from the fact that we said, oh, it depends if the one who's carrying it is sitting or not, must be because we define the criterion based on the thing that's carrying it, if that's moving or not. So Shema Minos, says Abayam, we could infer regarding the halacha of a teacher who's riding on an animal, that we base it on what's carrying him. If that thing is moving, then it's like the Rebbe's moving, just like the rock, where although that's stationary, and here the teacher's stationary, we don't go based on him, we go based on what's carrying it, and therefore you would have to stand up in front of the Rebbe, although he's sitting, but since the animal is moving, that's considered like the Rebbe's moving, and you have to get up for it. Now, Ibar alluded to the following question. Mahu Lamed, what's the halacha? Is there an obligation to get up, to stand up, and they say Vatara? If a Sefer Torah is passing by, just like a Rebbe, you have to stand up for a Rebbe, what's the halacha regarding a Sefer Torah? So the Gemara tells that Reb Chilkia, Reb Simon, Reb Elazar, Amri, all of them said, Kavochaimer, it's a Kavochaimer that for sure you have to get up for the Sefer Torah. Because if from those who learn from the Torah, you have to stand up, which is what a Talmud Chacham is, Panela Kolshkin, so from the Torah itself, where that's where they're getting all their honor, is from what they learn from it itself. So from it itself, isn't it a Kavochaimer that you have to get up for it? Now the Gemara brings a story. The Reb Loiv, Reb Yaakov, Bar Zavdi, Havayasvi, they were sitting. Chalaf v'azal Reb Shimbar Abba. Now Reb Shimbar Abba passed by. V'kamim, they stood up for him. So Amalahu, he said to them 2 points. He says, Chada, first of all, the Atun Chakimi, you're sages. V'ano Chavar, I'm only like a lower level called a Chavar who tries being careful in the halachas of Tamid HaChacham, but why are you getting up for me? I'm a much lower standard. V'oid, moreover, Klum Toiro Emedis Mepnei Lemdeha, and again, this is based on the logic of the halacha that we just said, and that's why he was actually utilizing this logic, which is, you are in the middle of learning halacha right now. So he was calling them the Torah itself, because you're engaged with the Torah. It's almost like the Torah is here. And he was calling himself someone that's a student of the Torah. But right now, he was in the middle of learning. So does the Torah stand up for those who learn it? In other words, just like we said before, Kavo Chema, that the Torah is a higher level than those who learn it. So even if I am a Talmud Chacham, But you're the Torah itself right now, because you're engaged in the words of Torah right now. It's not appropriate for you to stand up for me, because the Torah doesn't stand up for those who learn it. So the Gemara says that Savar Lo, and the reason is because Reb Shimon bar Abba, who said this, holds Kereb Elazar like Reb Elazar. The Amr Reb Elazar, Reb Elazar said, In Talmud Chacham Rashai Lamet Mei Rabbi, it's not allowed for a Talmudic scholar to stand up in front of his teacher b'shosha esek b'Torah at a time when he's learning in Torah. Because when he's toiling in Torah, then it's the Torah itself that's here. And the Torah doesn't stand up for those who are the students of it, which are Talmud Chachamim, and that's why he said, it's not appropriate for you to stand up for me. Now, however, the Gemara concludes, Layit Allah Abaya. Abaya would curse those who would listen to this halacha of Reb Elazar, where he held that it's mandatory to stand up for your Rebbe, even if you're in the middle of learning. Now, relating to this halacha about standing up for Talmud Chacham, the Gemara brings the following passage in Shemais. It says, "Vibitu achrei Moshe," that the Jewish people, they looked after Moshe as he was walking by the Jewish people, ad bayu ha'ahela, until he reached to the tent where he was going to. So the Gemara tells that this Reb Ami, Reb Yitzchak Nafcha. These two Talmid Chacham gave different interpretation in the pasuk. Chadam aliknai. One says that it's something regarding something disgraceful, something disparaging. Chadam aleshvach. One says that this pasuk is actually something praiseworthy regarding Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Gemara says Mandam aliknai kadeisa. The one that says that it's something embarrassing is as it's brought elsewhere. So Rashi says that since this is something embarrassing, the Gemara didn't want to publicize what it is, so it just said as it's brought elsewhere. But Rashi says that it's explicit in the measure of Reb Tanchuma, that the Jewish people used to say, look how thick Moshe Rabbeinu's thighs are. Look how fatty is his neck. Why does he have all this stockiness? It's from us. He's eating all our stuff. He's consuming all our Jewish people's stuff. He's milking us. And therefore, that's something that's disgraceful, what they had said. But that's what the pasuk is saying, that they would look after Moshe, they would look at him until he reached the tent and start analyzing him and saying negative things. Now, Mandam al-Shvach, the one that says that this is actually something praiseworthy, Amar Chizki, he explains that Amali Reb Chanina, Bereja Bavo, that Amra Bavo, Amra Ravdimi, Demei Chaifa, from Chaifa, that it's referring to the following halacha. When Chacham Iver, when a sage passes by, so the halacha is that Oymin Milfanav, you have to start getting up when he starts entering into the area of Dalet Amos, within Dalet Amos of where you are. Now, Bekivin Sha'aver Dalet Amos, Yeshiv, but once he passes the second Dalet Amos, meaning the first Dalet Amos coming one way, and then you have to wait the next Dalet Amos, when he finally passes eight Amos, the first Dalet Amos, you stand up, and then the next Dalet Amos, when he's on the other direction, past Dalet Amos, then you could sit back down. Now, that's regarding a regular sage. Av Bezdin Iver, but if the head of the Jewish court passes by, Oymin Milfanav Malayinav, then as far as the eye can see, if you see him coming, you already have to get up. But Kimin Sha'aver Dalet Amos, Yeshiv, once he passes your Dalet Amos on the other side, then you could sit down. Nasi Iver, but if the ruler of the Jewish people, the prince, he passes by, Oymin Milfanav Malayinav, then you have to get up as far as the eye can see. Ve'ena Yeshiv et Sheyeshiv Bimkamev, and you don't sit down until he finally reached the place where he was going to. Shnem, like it says in the Pasuk, and that's what this interpretation is, v'bito achi Moshe, they would look at the back of Moshe as he was passing them by, ad boyo ayala, until he got to the tent where he was finally going to, and that's the references from this halacha, because Moshe Rabbeinu was the Nasi of the Jewish people, so that's the shvach, where they were looking and waiting till the Nasi got where he had to go, and then they would stop. So that's the two different interpretations, either as a gnai, they were looking at him disparagingly, or as a shvach, again related to the halacha they were mentioning, depending who's passing by, what the standard is, how much before and after does it require the standing up and then the ability to sit down afterwards.